They talk, they go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they, you know, they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. And these spaces have become dangerous places.
So, I mean, should I just do this all day? I mean, you know, that's, it's like, do I just play this for 3-4 hours? I mean, what do we do? How do we defeat this nonsense? How do we defeat this propaganda? How do we defeat these lies? You know, I want to be jovial and positive here as it is Thanksgiving week. But we're just at this point now where we're in the world that InfoWars has been warning about for so long. And we're not fully into it yet. They haven't fully gotten the technotronic control grid set up yet. But you can see it being formed. You can see it being built. You can see it being promoted. But when it comes to the government corruption, the mainstream media lies, the false flags, I mean, it's all so obvious. And so you kind of just sit back and you say, okay, well, we're here now. What are the people going to do? Oh, it looks like people made the decision. They're going to try to vote their way out of this. Oh, well, how'd that go in Maricopa County? How'd that go in Harris County? How'd that go in Georgia? How'd that go in Pennsylvania? So you're just sitting here with stories like this all day long. Doctors baffled after 16-year-old football player and wrestler suffers stroke and blood clot in his brain. They're baffled. We don't know. We don't know what's going on. We don't know how we went from 0.001% of young athletes having blood clots and strokes to 1%. Of young athletes having blood clots and strokes now. We just have no idea. Sure, it was post-vaccine and they've all got the vaccine, but we don't know anything. It can't be that. Anthony Fauci told me it was good. He wouldn't lie to me. Not Anthony Fauci. He's won awards. He's been working for the government for years. He's the good guy. He wouldn't lie to me. That might have been the average American's response, but not anymore. Now they realize, wow, he would lie to me. He did lie to me. Reporter collapses live on air at United Nations Climate Change Conference. Yeah, you got reporters just collapsing live on TV, including the ones that are there to promote the vaccine. They get the vaccine, then they say how great it is, and then they collapse. Truly evil, sick stuff. What about what they're doing to the kids? So, let me just pause right there and kind of hit the reset button. We've got Drew Hernandez coming up in the next hour at 12:30. We've got Michael Schaefer, and we'll be talking about the grooming of kids that Drew Hernandez is protesting, not to mention the border that Mayorkas says is secure. Drew Hernandez has been down there. We'll ask him if that's the truth. Of course, we know it's a lie, but we'll go through the motions. And then Michael Schaefer, who is analyzing the data coming in from Maricopa County on the votes and some of the machine errors. And so he'll be joining us at 1 to discuss that. Now, I also would like to take calls all day, but I'll be hosting the War Room too, so we'll have plenty of time for calls. So Let me just try to get the news off the desk. But here's the clip. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I don't know. Does this make you, if you can't stand up for children being sexually abused, if you can't stand up against child abuse, if you can't stand up against sexual grooming of children, is all hope lost? Again, I don't want to be pessimistic today. I want to be hopeful. I want to be positive. But this is just ridiculous that they can get away with this on NBC News with Ben Collins. So they just love it, folks. They love drag queen story time for kids. They love sexualizing kids. They love dildo ring toss for kids. That's a real thing. They love the rainbow dildo butt monkey for kids. That's a real thing, too. They love showing kids pornographic books in the classroom. And then you say, Ron DeSantis says, okay, we're banning pornographic material from the classroom. Then they say, oh, you're burning books. You're burning books. So here it is. In case you didn't know, NBC News goes full pro drag queen time for kids.
How significant are those two dates?
Yeah, and also hours before what they called an all-ages drag brunch, which is probably the number one target of these anti-LGBTQ events recently.
Okay, like, now pause it right here. Pause it right here. Okay. Drag queen story time for kids is the number one target. Now, there have been no violence at the drag queen story time for kids events, just journalists showing up and filming the sexual abuse, the child abuse. But, okay, see, guys, what do we do here? Let's take logic, let's take liberal logic and apply it universally. You quickly find out it's not logic, it's propaganda. Okay, so you believe the number one target is drag queen time for kids. And so what do? You show up at drag queen time for kids with guns. Remember that? So you see, they don't want the schools to be protected by guns, but then they'll show up at drag queen story time for kids that they say is the number one target of conservatives with guns to protect the drag queens and the kids being sexualized. So if guns are good for protecting the drag queens and the kids they're being exposed to at the drag queen time for kids, why wouldn't that be good and proper protection for the school? Because it's not logic, it's propaganda. They want to run their propaganda and tell you conservatives want to attack drag queen time for kids. They don't. They just want to film it and expose it. Then they say, but they want to attack it, so we have to be armed and we have to have armed guards out there to protect the kids and the drag queens. Then a school shooting happens and they say, we need to stop guns. We need to get rid of the guns. We need to protect the children by getting rid of the guns. So you see, it's all propaganda. Use the school shooting to take the guns. Use the threat of violence at drag queen story time to say conservatives are violent, which is propaganda. And then you protect them with kids. You protect those kids with guns because you say there's threats of violence. You see how that works? It's not logic. If it can't be applied universally, it's propaganda. Let's go back to Ben Collins, a big advocate of drag queen time for kids.
One protest, any drag brunch, any drag story hour, anything that a child might go to meet a drag queen, not, you know, just to show them that they're human beings and people. They talk, they go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. And these spaces have
become Pause it. Okay, let's play this game now, guys. Let's play this game. This is not a bag of cough drops. Okay? This is not a bag of cough drops. Just because you say it's a bag of cough drops, just because it is a bag of cough drops, doesn't mean it's a bag of cough drops. I mean, I can play this game all day. Guys, put on a classic, search on YouTube a classic Thanksgiving football day game, and we'll put it on the screen, and I'm going to explain to you that this is not a Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving football game. Okay? Drag queen dance stripper time for kids, where it says it's not going to lick itself, and they go to strip clubs, and they go to gay bars, and they hand them dollar bills, and they teach them how to shake their butts, and they play rainbow dildo ring toss, that's not a sexualized event. And this is not the Dallas Cowboys versus the Minnesota Vikings on Thanksgiving. This is not NFL football on the screen here. The Minnesota Vikings do not wear purple uniforms and hats with white pants, okay? And the Dallas Cowboys don't play football on Thanksgiving. The Dallas Cowboys don't wear white uniforms with silver pants and have a star on their hats. And that is not a Dallas Cowboys touchdown reception. You see? So let's play this game, guys. When we'll come back, let's play some of the footage from Drag Queen Storytime events, and let's play the Ben Collins game, guys. Let's show the footage from Drag Queen Time events for kids, and let's explain how this is not sexual. With their signs that say it's not going to lick itself, with their rainbow dildo ring toss, with their handing over dollar bills to half-naked men dancing in front of children. It's not sexual, guys, and that's not a gaggle of turkeys behind me either.
Ladies and gentlemen, we always run the biggest deals of the year, starting in mid-November through Christmas. But this year is hands down the biggest sale we've ever offered. Not just up to 60% off with promo code 1776, but on top of it, double Patriot points. And what makes this the most special sale ever, every order will get a free gift, no matter how small or how big. And it's all randomly selected by the shopping cart computer. So you might order a sticker pack for $5. You might order the blowout t-shirt sale for $4.95 and then get something worth $50, $60, $70, $80, $100. So again, some of the gifts are sticker packs. Some of them are Alex Jones Halloween masks. Some of them are books, films, InfoWars flags, American flags. There are hundreds of different items. It's all random. InfoWarsStore.com. Every order gets a free gift. Free gifts with every order at InfoWarsStore.com.
There it is. Oh, yeah. This isn't sexualizing kids. This isn't hypersexualization. This isn't sexual events with kids involved. Come on. I'm Ben Collins, NBC News. Listen to me. Now, I got to tell you, that's good. The crew, that's pretty funny there, guys, because, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm like, how much time do I spend on the liberal left denying what they're up to? Because then it becomes the issue of, well, why are they covering it up? Why are they denying it? Are they really that evil? Are they really that sick? Do they really want access to children that badly? And this is leading a lot of people to the conclusion of, is this the mainstreaming of pedophilia? Is this the mainstreaming of minor attracted persons, as they like to be called now? Is that what we're dealing with here? Is that why the denial? Is that why the cover-up? Are they finally coming out to play? And they just want you to accept it? And I just sit here and I say, how long do I have to show you all the clips of the hypersexualization of children with Ben Collins from NBC News in the background saying this is not hypersexualization of children? That's why I do the joke. I say, this is not a gaggle of turkeys on the screen behind me. This is not a video clip of the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving football game, because it obviously is. I mean, that's ridiculous. But that's the world we live in. They want us to live in a ridiculous fantasy land world that doesn't exist. Men can have babies, trans kids, the border's secure. I mean, I've got clips of Joe Biden sniffing children at the turkey pardoning. So let's go ahead. So here's Ben Collins again telling you there is no sexualization of children happening at drag story time events.
Just to show them that they're human beings and people. They go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. And these spaces have become dangerous places of real life information warfare. There's Proud Boys showing up on one side. Sometimes people like local Antifa members show up on the other side as a way to, it becomes a place where kids aren't safe.
Not Antifa exists now.
But because of this culture war that's been propped up.
Oh, kids aren't safe. All right. There you go. That's good. Oh, kids aren't safe. But guys, cue back up to the clip. Maybe we got past it. Cue back up to the clip where he says these are not hypersexualization events. I think we may have skipped past that. Oh, we just want to protect the kids. And then a half-naked dude in a bikini shows up with his genitals bulging, dancing for children, and he says, this is to protect the kids. I mean, how much longer do we have to deal with this? I mean, seriously. And I mean, it just becomes to the point where you just say, okay, this is not going to go on forever. Do we just get out of the way? Because see, here's the problem. This is the ultimate logical conclusion that you reach here. Eventually, you put your hands up and you just say, okay, do we just let this thing play out until it's done, however that works itself out? I mean, you're not going to be able to engage in this child abuse and this sexual abuse forever. I mean, I don't know where you think this goes from here, but it obviously has a finite timeline. It obviously has a conclusion eventually. But see, when you say, okay, do we just let this play itself out? Do we just get out of the way and let this conclude itself? Here's the problem. Those children are innocent. Those children are innocent, and they don't deserve any of this. They don't deserve this. They don't deserve the where they say, oh, it's gender-affirming surgery, and it's the exact opposite. I mean, this is total Luciferianism. This is total Satanism. And they go on mainstream news, and they say this is not the sexualization of children, and it's literally the sexualization of children. So how much longer do we have to live in this clown world with these people? Because the children is where we draw the line. We'll let you guys live out your little weird timelines, but leave the kids alone. All right, I need to move on, and I'll come back to this subject with Drew Hernandez, who's protested these child abuse events. Oh, don't call us child abuse. See, and this is the big trap, is they go out and engage in the sexualization of children. You say, stop doing that. Someone goes out and engages in violence, and they say, this is your fault. And it's a trap. They've set a trap for us. And the only way out of this is logic, reasoning, common sense. But those things are pretty scarce these days, in case you haven't noticed. But here it is. So let's play Ben Collins from NBC News, and I'll move on and cover other news. But let's play this clip, guys, and then just roll the B-roll of everything you were showing in the last segment. So here's Ben Collins telling you this is not the sexualization of children, and then we'll show you the footage of what he's denying is the sexualization of children. This is the total clown world. This is the total upside down world. And so I don't know if Ben Collins doesn't know what's going on, or he's just a complete outright liar, but here you go.
They go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. And these spaces.
Yeah. In fact, here, let's do this, guys. Just put him on a loop. Can we just put that on a loop with all the. Yeah. That's perfect.
These spaces have become. They go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. And these spaces. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. And they, you know, they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. They have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. And these spaces have become dangerous places. You know, they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. It's read by a drag queen and they, you know, they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. Read by a drag queen and they, you know, they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. And they, you know, they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's.
So, I mean, should I just do this all day? I mean, you know, that's, it's like, do I just play this for 3-4 hours? I mean, what do we do? How do we defeat this nonsense? How do we defeat this propaganda? How do we defeat these lies? That's what's so frustrating is you realize that, genuinely speaking, the American left has no interest in living in reality. They've completely abandoned all truth and reasoning. And they just do not care. And they've weaponized it all against you. So that's what I'm saying. I can sit here and play Ben Collins on a loop saying, oh, they just read books. They just have breakfast. It's not sexualization. And then just play hours and hours and hours and hours of the sexualization that he says isn't happening. But it's the same thing. It doesn't matter whether I'm talking about drag queen story time or whether I'm talking about the vaccines. I can sit here all day long and I can show you thousands of stories of vaccine injuries, thousands of stories of vaccines deaths. I can show you the VAERS reports with the tens of thousands of vaccine deaths, all from the COVID-19 vaccine, and they will sit up there like Anthony Fauci and say it's safe and effective. So what do you do? What do you do? What do you do when an entire group of people either consciously want to lie to you or just refuse to live in reality? What do you do? What do we do as humans in this situation? How do we properly address this? Because I got to be honest with you. I get to this point and I meditate on this and I don't like dehumanizing people. I really don't. Even our political opposition, I don't like to dehumanize. But you almost wonder if these people are even human. You'll wonder if these people are even human. This is not any human behavior that I can recognize. This is not any human behavior that I'm familiar with. This is not any human behavior that has ever crossed my mind. I don't recognize this. I don't recognize men dressing as women, sexualizing children. That's not human behavior. And then supposed reporters going on TV defending it, saying this isn't sexualizing children. That's not human behavior. That's alien. That's demonic. Lying to you about a virus, lying to you about a vaccine, and then still doing it 2 years later. That's not human. I don't recognize that. That's not human to me. That's demonic. That's alien. So it really just makes you wonder, doesn't it? It really just makes you wonder. Who are these people? What are these people? What is inside of them? What motivates them? What drives them? Why are they like this? And that's why I try to talk about the psychology of the left so that you understand what goes on in their mind. You have to understand that this is ritualistic abuse. You have to understand that this is ritualistic torture. You do have to go into the mind of these freaks to know why they operate this way. If a pedophile wanted access to your kids, how do you think they would do it? Oh, drag queen story time for kids? Sounds wonderful. Sure, I'll get dressed up like a fairy tale princess and dance in front of the children. Yeah, they can bounce on my lap too. Yeah, rub my belly. Yeah, rub my butt. Yeah, I've got a scratch, little Johnny, right there. You think you could help me out? Yeah. This is not human, folks. This is alien. This is demonic. And the children deserve defense here. And that's why we can't just let this go on. It's one thing with the vaccines at this point. Look, you want to inject yourself with this poison. Fine. Just leave the kids out of it. But they won't. They always go after that innocent. I mean, for the love of God, it's Joe Biden again in the White House sniffing and grabbing children. And you watch this and you say, you know, if Joe Biden did that to a woman, the common response would be, this is sexual assault. The Me Too response would be, this is a white man showing you his white privilege, sexually assaulting a woman and getting away with it. But he goes up to a strange child and sniffs him. And the parent sits there and lets it happen. I mean, where is the basic instinct? Where is the basic instinct to recognize a predator and to feel a predator's presence? Unbelievable stuff. I'm just at a loss at this point. But we know what it is. Satan is real. Demons are real. Demon possession is real. Satanic agendas are real. I don't know how else to describe any of this. I just don't get it. So I've got all this news and I can't even cover it. And this is huge political news. So I need to come back and cover this out of Drew Hernandez coming up. What the Democrats are doing. See, that's what I'm saying. It's like we've got the political corruption and that's one thing I can sit here and cover it. But if I don't even sit here and make a fuss about them sexualizing and grooming and abusing children, then what good is cleaning the political system up if we're just feeding children into this monster beast liberal world order under the guise of LGBTQ rights? And we just normalize child abuse now. But I'm going to come back and I'm going to cover all this important political news. It's just sick stuff. Just our country's in a really sick, corrupt place. Oh, boy. I'm trying to be positive today, too. But when you have to stare at this all day long, it makes it a little tough. Let me tell you about all the latest specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me go down the list here. Now, again, folks, you came through yesterday and shopped at InfoWarsStore.com, so I'm going to be able to take the truck out.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, for sharing it. We're going to be going over 2 hours as well. It's a huge success. Big up to the crew behind me. Big up to the writers in the studio putting up the story at InfoWars.com. Remember, folks, if you like this, go shop at InfoWarsStore.com. They're trying to shut us down. It's so funny, they all come out and are like, oh, you owe $1 trillion. You owe $2 trillion, $3 trillion. Oh, really? So we've got you, and that's all we need.
InfoWarsStore.com. No big groups funding us. It's just you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on the air. And, of course, the big specials live right now. If you're a fan of any of these supplements from InfoWarsStore.com, now is the time to make a purchase. Listen to these big discounts. The Whole Food Multivitamin is 40% off. This has been a top seller. You know, we really don't even market it that much, but Whole Food Multivitamins are so popular right now in the supplement industry. People are just finding ours and realizing it's the best out there. Vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off, but selling out quickly. Winter is here. You got to make sure you're getting your vitamin D. Great way to do it is the vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. Vitamin Z plus zinc, same story, folks. Build that immune system up. Vitamin C plus zinc, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Flagship supplement. Fizzy Magnesium, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, I took my Brain Force Plus today, 60% off. Organic Greens, Fiber Caps, 50% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, almost sold out, but 40% off. Alpha Power, almost sold out, but 40% off. The Immune Support Formula, 40% off. Again, that's great here. Winter months coming around, you know, cold season, flu season. Support your immune system naturally. Bezobeat Complete, 40% off, limited supply on that, but still in stock. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off, and so much more. Don't forget about the additional 10% with coupon code 1776.